listening to WPSU's This I Believe. What have you learned while in quarantine? Today's essayist talks about aging and beauty. Here's Savita Iyer with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
In my hand, I hold a box of Clairol Root Touch-Up in black, chanced upon while cleaning my dresser drawers. I check the expiry date. It is still valid, and it is calling my name. I look in the mirror. I take a deep breath. This is, or was, my just-in-case box, to be used in between salon visits in case I was invited to a party, had an important work meeting, or had to travel unexpectedly. In a mere 10 minutes, it would mask the unsightly roots I could not bear for anyone to see. It remains unopened, though, because I stopped coloring my hair about a year ago. My decision to go gray wasn't a feminist statement, though it has been liberating. Women are so conditioned to view beauty through a male lens, we've accepted the idea that gray hair is fine for men, but not for us. While I certainly aspire not to think that way, I decided to let my hair go gray when I realized the ridiculousness of living my life worrying about whether or not my roots were showing and planning my life around monthly salon visits. Overall, I feel happier for having made this choice. Being dye-free has restored both softness and sheen to the hair I damaged over the years through the application of highlights, lowlights, and chemical treatments, and that's a good feeling. But I'll be the first to admit that sticking to my guns wasn't, and still isn't, easy. I knew it would take a long time to fully come to terms with the spreading grayness. It has been a Herculean task to tune out the voices, my own the loudest among them, saying that I've let myself go. To stay the course, I often turn to Instagram, where I follow women my age and older who have let their hair turn gray. Each has a different reason for doing so. One woman grayed in her teens and never colored her hair. Another woman is a cancer survivor whose hair grew out beautifully soft and snowy post-treatment. Like me, many go back and forth between the should I or shouldn't I. Have I stayed the course completely since I stopped coloring? No, I've cheated every so often. I've spritzed tiny amounts of root concealer here and there, and I've changed the part in my hair to minimize the amount of visible gray. But now, as I look at the box of Clairol, I wonder if this might be the opportune moment to stop everything and go the whole hog. The gray in my hair has increased significantly since our lockdown began. Yet it seems insignificant in the face of everything that's happening in the country. The pain and suffering of the pandemic, the importance of the Black Lives Matter movement. It feels like forever since I saw my family and my friends, but while I do wonder if I will look unsightly to them when we meet, I'd like to believe we have greater concerns than hair. For me, when the time comes, seeing my loved ones will far outweigh being seen by them. That's why I'm throwing out the unopened box of color. That's why I believe in going gray.
Savita Iyer with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Iyer is the senior editor of Penn State's alumni magazine, The Penn Stater. What life experiences have formed your beliefs? Write an essay and submit it to WPSU.org/believe. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's Bookmark. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.